At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, it is all over. The first night of the Sweet 16, and boy, was it fun. We had nail biters, we had big wins, and we have the first number one seed going home in the NCAA tournament. But first, let me start by saying this. I'm stupid, and I'm not going to win the bracket challenge because I'm stupid. Right? I am stupid.
I didn't hear you.
I am stupid.
I'm stupid.
I took Arizona to win it all because I'm stupid. Because okay. I don't listen to myself because I'm stupid. I had Arizona on my never again list, right? The list I have of teams that have failed so much, I'm just never going to pick them to win anything again, right? I had them on the list. What did I do? I went against it this year. Why? Because Arizona's played pretty well. We watched a lot of Pac-12 basketball, or not Pac-2 basketball. And you know what? Nobody seemed to believe in Arizona this year. I'm like, you know, this is one of those years where they go in a little bit under the radar. Yes, give me Arizona to win it all, right? Give me Arizona. And I'm stupid because I went against my never again list, which exists so you don't pick somebody again. I have the list, so I don't go against it and say, I can still pick Arizona to win. That's totally cool. No, the never again list exists, so it's there as a written reminder, don't go never again. And Arizona basketball's on that list. Penn State football is on that list. Indiana basketball, Brazil in the World Cup is on that list. The 76ers are on that list. I have so many teams that, and Arizona, I went against by picking Arizona because I'm stupid. And I went against, because I said, well, there's got to be the one time where the exception proves a rule. No, I'm just stupid. I should have stuck with it. I don't know why. And I blame you guys for allowing me to go against it, not saying, Jason, stop, take somebody else. No. You made me be okay with taking Arizona, and I'm stupid. And I was second in the bracket challenge. All I had to do was have Arizona win. I probably would have won the whole thing. But instead, they don't even make it to the weekend. I'm going to finish out of the top eight now, which I don't even care what happens now, because I'm stupid, and it's my fault. And I'm mad because I did it to myself. Just like North Carolina did it to themselves tonight, losing this game. I did this to myself, so I'm mad because I'm stupid.
Well, you took a lot of wild three-pointers with your selection, as I did. Right, I termed it dart throwing last week, and for one weekend, it all went kind of right. Right, still on the medal stand, and or just outside it. I mean, for you need to go to the leaderboard right now and take a screenshot.
Yeah, because it's not going to exist in about 20 minutes.
Well, I think it's already updated, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Has it already cycled?
Oh, has it? Okay. I go from
right now you're first.
Yeah, I go from like 94 potential points left to like 12 potential
points.
That's
all right, though, buddy. But for right now, in this moment, you're feeling pretty good. No, look, the part of it is you're trying to figure out the different ways that, you know, the obvious doesn't happen, right? That's the fun of sports. That's why we root for underdogs all the way through. That's why when the Yankees, when they were the evil empire and got their comeuppance, it was good for baseball, and now they've had it forever. When Jerry Jones won, decided, hey, I can take any coach and I can win. It's been a while since he's done that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and just keep going on down the line. It's good for business. For us, people don't want us to be right. That doesn't help me. Like, I'm not gambling on the games, nor am I sitting here saying, here's my stone cold lock or putting a giant boot on the table. We're not doing that. We're going through and games we've watched, you're trying to make an assessment of, in their best case scenario, can this team win? And looking at the rest of the bracketology without seeing everybody's pick, the assumption was most people are taking UConn or North Carolina or running most of the number one seeds through. Well, where's the fun in that? And for me, it always goes back to the adage I've had with you the entire time we've been doing the show. If you're going to fail, fail spectacularly. And Arizona did that for you tonight. And with some reckless shooting, a senior guard for North Carolina did that as well.
Now look, let me be honest. You say reckless shooting. This is not North Carolina, okay? Just understand, it's not that reckless, okay? Arizona looked disciplined as they looked like Indiana basketball the 1950s, right? In Hoosiers compared to when you saw North Carolina.
Well, sure, they just couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
No,
early on in the game, we're down 13, clawed back to tie it. And then had nothing left and kept getting mini spurts as well as getting beaten by the same play down the middle of the lane. Wide open. There he is. Hey, layup.
You know, and the thing is, it's not like Clemson is even that good. Like, they're just kind of surviving along.
Scratching and surviving, baby.
And you know, look, and it's not... yes, does it hurt more because the one team I don't want to win at all is Clemson? Yes, it hurts more. Because of the history with football the last few years and how Clemson's escaped when Syracuse should have beat him even more. And Joe Girard basically transferring.
Yeah, the pride of Clemson falls.
Yeah, and now here he is, goes to Clemson. Clemson beats Syracuse twice, including the last game of the regular season that knocks them out of the NCAA tournament. And now I got to watch them play in the Elite Eight with a chance to go to the Final Four. So, no, I'm not real thrilled that Clemson is winning as a fan. But at the same time, I'm like, Arizona just... What? They keep losing to seeds that are 4 or 5 seeds below them. And it's I'm stupid, Mike, because I know all of this and I still took Arizona and I don't know why. I don't know why I did. I feel like
I should go all Brad Underwood on you and just start busting out the super soaker.
Buddy, I don't know
exercise those demons and knock some sense into you.
Because I know better than that. I felt like R.J. Davis tonight for North Carolina, who's just hoisting up shots he knows aren't going to go, but I can't help it. Like, I know that they're not going to win, but I couldn't help it.
Eventually, the shooters are going to shoot, and they think they're eventually going to find the range. And guess what? Some nights, it's not your night.
I did it to myself here, Mike. I did it to myself.
And it's okay.
I'm upset about it.
You know what?
The
sun's
going to
rise tomorrow.
I'm not one of those self-sabotage guys that, like, can't handle success or anything else. No, I handle success pretty well. I handle failure pretty well. All these, okay. But when I do it to myself, I'm like, oh, that shouldn't have happened.
Well,
that
I mean, you learned to handle failure early with the Mets, the Knicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had lied. I had nightly lessons from when I was
like,
a kid.
Like, if you didn't, you had a master's degree by the age of 8.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. I can tell you, boy. When I first started watching baseball was the end of when the Mets were good in the early 70s, and it was a long time till 1986. Man,
the Mets were never good. What are you talking?
Long time. No, we were good early.
Yeah,
went to the World Series in 73. Went to the World Series in 73.
That was 50 years ago.
I know, it was a long time ago. But then we were good again in 86.
I mean,
and then in 2000, And then in 2015, every 15 years, we will go to the World Series, whether you like it or not.
What I'm really I'm banking on in 2030, you and I sitting here and watching your team lose in six games in a World Series. Just like we did in 2015. We watched your squad go down.
You know, if that happens... And
you just snorted.
Hang on. If that happens and it's 2030... that the Mets win the World Series. Maybe that's what
I'm they're going to lose again. They're going to lose to the Royals.
But if they win, the Royals are suddenly going to get good again.
Bobby Witt Jr., baby. Yeah, okay. Let's go.
A 28-year-old Bobby Witt Jr. is just really stepping up now. No, maybe that's when the Mets win it all. I do the show the next day, and I retire. Like, that's it. That's not going to get any better than that.
Yeah, that's not happening, buddy.
Well, at least give me something.
Can we get that contract signed, though? That'd be good.
As it is, it's after the last Bobby Bonilla day. I mean, I'm not going to work past last, and that's 2035. I'm not going to work past the last Bobby Bonilla day.
Is that like a for sure thing?
I think that's my out time right now. What I would think. Now it could also hasten for any reason.
Wait, what's the end date?
Things have changed a little bit.
So July 2nd, 2035. It would be the day after the last Bobby Bonilla day.
There you go, Harmon. You got at least two more in you.
All right, let's go.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. It's only another 12. It's only another 13 years.
Let's go.
Years. Yeah, it's all set. That's right. The time where the Dodgers have to pay Ohtani $40 million a year. So it's going to work out perfect. Well, I get to leave, and I pass the mantle off. And hey, good luck. Good luck, Frostburg. Good luck paying.
No, Manfred's. That's on his desk too. He's going to veto that.
Should we really allow these deferred contracts like this? I don't think I like this precedent being set.
Pay Ohtani now.
And this breaking news, Rob Manfred has decided that anyone who's not getting paid his salary now is not due any money in the 2030s. So congratulations, the Dodgers just got Ohtani for 6 years and $12 million. Boy, what a great move by the Dodgers.
He's going to make the Dodgers put all that money into his betting app.
But isn't Ken Griffey Jr. still making like $3.9 million to be a photographer?
White
right
Sox
now?
Legend.
No, I don't.
A White Sox Hall of Famer.
That's too much money to be. No. He's not making that much money, is he?
Yeah, him
no,
and Randy
legitimately,
Johnson.
Like he's still on the payroll, I think. Where like he had deferred payments,
like when the accountant goes down at the end of the year and goes, "Boy, there's $3.9 million outstanding. I can't account for." Oh yeah, that's Griffey's money. Really?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain that's the case because he was in Korea shooting photos for the Dodgers series. And I thought I saw that as like one of the lines. He's getting paid $3.9 million this year to do this. And he was just grinning at whoever was taking his picture.
So it was to 2024, his $3.5 million salary in 2023.
Oh, okay. So last year. That was last year.
So he got paid one last payment.
So he was even paid higher than Joey Votto. Or besides Joey Votto, he was the highest paid.
You see, Joey Votto went to the opener today. He was sitting in the stands.
I thought Joey Votto, that they're going to play him at some point. Hey, you know, if you're here, you may as well come in, Joey.
The Reds really gave that guy 9 years, $112 million.
Yeah, they did. Well, you know, at least you have alumni who will, try to recruit people to the program now. Hey, we're paying you. You get people to tell everybody it's okay to be a Red. You show up, that's going to work.
I'll tell you what, though. The Dodgers scene is something. The fact that people showed up in Cincinnati like they always
did. What else are they doing? There's nothing else to do there. I've been there. It's a horrible scene.
I do appreciate, though. Remember we had the quote from the owner. It's like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
The hotels are haunted.
Yeah. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, so now you mentioned the Dodgers really quick. And again, opening day in Major League Baseball. We'll have more in the NCAA tournament coming up in a few minutes. But let me just say this because this is where I'm at truth-wise now after watching the Dodgers play today. Yes, it's one day. It's opening day. And Ohtani got on base the first three times he came up. Yeah, a little bit of base running snafu the first time he came up. But you had a home run from Freeman. Right, you had a home run for Mookie Betts, and they win 7-1. And I know, like I said, I know it's one game, and I know it's opening day, but I just look at this today and I go, this is what every team is going to be facing when they play the Dodgers this year. Like, this is how every game is going to go. The Dodgers are going to score a ton of runs like this. They're just going to need okay pitching to do it. And oh, by the way, their pitching is better than it was last year. And I feel like every time, great, we got the Dodgers coming up. Maybe we can win one game. Like, I think that's what teams go. Dodgers coming. How many games against Dodgers? Oh, we got them 4. Oh, man. What do we got the Dodgers for? We got them for 3. Maybe we'll get 1. Like, that's kind of, you have to walk in realistically saying, maybe we'll get 1. Like, this is how all the games are going to go for the Dodgers and the teams they play this year. After, I know, it, like I said, I know it's one day. I know it's a lot, but you see this and go, how is this going to fail? Like, the Dodgers are just too big to fail. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the only way it really could go torn asunder, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, is on the pitching side, you're banking on a lot of healthy returns, right? And Glasnow was fantastic. And, you know, a great point made by Jean-Paul Morosi, MLB Network, when he joined us earlier, to the fact that this is the deepest he's gone into a start before June 1st in several years. Okay, that's good, right? You're excited there. Yamamoto, we're still waiting to see it, right? An 8 ERA in spring training, and then a rough first outing in Korea. Okay, now waiting on Walker Buehler, waiting on Clayton Kershaw, who was out on the field today. All of those, and seeing, you know, how quickly they get back and what they can contribute. But when you've got the juggernaut on the other side, yeah, you can have a lot of trial and error in your rotation and with your relievers along the way. By the way, we will get, you know, Wispy Mustache was the theme of the NCAA tournament. I mean, that bobblehead we're going to get when we go see the Mets Dodgers of Walker Buehler really rivals it. Really does.
Exit out by the Fresca Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harper. Just how it's going to go when you play the Dodgers. Coming up next, got a big bold prediction for the Major League Baseball season. Plus, we break down the one college basketball team from tonight that's going to be the most mad they lost, and they're going to blame themselves for a long time. That's next right here. Jason and Mike.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio and TJ, clearly Jason and Mike having nothing but a good time on the show tonight, TJ.
Good times.
This off the Open Up and Say Ah album back in 1987.
A friend of mine just went and saw Bret Michaels perform as part of minor league game. Daughter works for the squad.
Nice.
He shows up.
Ah, God, I saw Poison in that tour. It was Poison and David Lee Roth in 1988. and Poison toured off of this album, and David Lee Roth was off the Eat 'Em and Smile, the first one when he left Van Halen.
Nice.
And it was Just Like Paradise, and oh my God, what a great
concert. What a great song that is.
Was that the show Pete Futak opened for him?
Yeah, I think you might be right. Pete actually played the acoustic guitar before Poison came on. Like, David Lee Roth got lowered into the arena on a surfboard. They opened up with Just Like Paradise. Oh my God, what a great show. That was a great show. And I think Bret Michaels kind of muffed the words on Talk Dirty to me a little bit, which is a little shock. I'm like, ooh, I think he's starting a little late there. Okay, well, that's rock and roll. That's how it goes.
Hey, man, now you just get the prompter out. Nobody cares.
Look, man. But Justin Frostberg has a big update for us right now. Frostberg, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I don't even know how this is possible, but Fox Sports Radio Twitter, at Fox Sports Radio, just put out the updated hosts leaderboard of the Bracket Challenge.
Okay.
And somehow, some way, Jason Smith in first place.
I am number...
somehow.
And I didn't know if it was the same Jason Smith, but how about a Fresca?
But the thing
59
is...
59 points.
I can still get 96 points?
How?
I'm still in this.
No. Again, I don't know that it's finished rendering.
But okay. They put it up.
But like, servers may not have caught up, but
it's
the
official
moment.
Official if they put it up.
Hey, but take the snapshot and celebrate the hell out of it.
Wow.
Well, I'm not going to celebrate
You can march
it.
Around the town square like you're Frosty the damn snowman.
Okay, so hang on.
Come on, the kids all through the past the traffic cop and everything else. Let's go.
It's got you at 59. The next Thumpety. Second place is at 55.
Thumpity.
Thumpity.
Look at Frosty go. All right, so here's where the standings sit. I've got 59 points. I can apparently still get 96 more points.
All right. How?
I don't know. So I think maybe there's a little thing there.
Well, I think we got a little hiccup, you know, hitching the giddy up here.
Steve Covino.
You got a couple of guys that have the plus zero listed.
Steve Covino's in second, but with 55, but he's done. He can't get any more points. I don't know how do you get any more points, but you can't. So he's done. Jonas is third. He's got 52. He can get 98 points, so he's right there. Plaxico Burress has 52, but he's done. And Kerry Rhodes has 51, and he can get 95 more points.
But how are they done, though?
Right now, it's me, Jonas, and Rhodes. You know what I need, honestly, is I need the ones to lose. I need North Carolina already lost. Like, I need Houston to lose.
UConn's not losing.
Yeah, UConn's not losing.
I cheered against them the other day. Why? Because I like chaos.
But
I like to watch the world burn.
But if UConn loses, if we get chaos getting to the Final Four, then I can win this thing, man. All of a sudden, I'm back.
I know
was
a couple
out and I'm
of folks
back.
Had Illinois running pretty deep. So
yeah, but do they have enough points that they can catch me?
That's a good question.
That's
I don't
the whole
know.
Thing right now. I just look at what I can see in front of me, and I can't believe I had Arizona winning it all because I'm stupid, and I'm stupid, and I'm still number. What does it tell you about our bracket that I'm stupid and I'm number one in the bracket? What does that tell you?
Well, number one, we'll have to do the check the math, see if someone forgot to carry the one in the. And the compiling, but for now, is celebrate on this evening, end of Thursday. You're feeling pretty good.
You know
still
how
a lot
we
of
know,
basketball
Mike. There's something wrong.
What's that?
Jason's in first place.
There is that. that does raise
That's
some
a
red
dead giveaway.
But look at this, man. Look, and how many people are pissed at Fox and I'm in first place, right?
Just
Wait,
got run
Jason
over
Smith
by
is in first. This guy talks about Syracuse and he's in first place.
Dude, you had Wagner.
Buddy. I know, that's what makes this so great. So apparently, a lot of people at North Carolina going really far, because for me to be in it right here, I can't believe I can still get 96 points, though. That's the craziest part
Yeah, I don't think
it.
You can. But, like, I'm not about to break out the abacus and figure it out.
No, we're going to have to call the Bobs.
Hey, why can't we just
we
leave it the way it is?
The glitch.
Why can't we just leave it the way it is, guys? Let's leave it the way it is. I'm in first place.
We're going to contact the Bobs.
I think it's basically over now. I think I should celebrate the victory now.
I'm going to screenshot and text our boss right now about
I
this.
I don't know how the
no,
hell
but
I'm
that's
in first place.
You screenshot the hell of that and you print it up.
That's amazing.
Here we go.
Wow. That's amazing that I'm in first place.
Bank commits error in your favor.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, collect $20. Oh, hey, that's great. I got $20 from the bank.
I mean, look, all the Alabama guys were saying they were just reading about how much money was bet on North Carolina, and that was the extra motivation they needed.
Yeah. I'm excited now, man. I'm just staring at this. That's all I'm doing. I'm just staring. I'm going, wow, this is great. Look
Are you
going
to screenshot it and print it out and put it on your fridge?
No, no, but I'm going to pin it to my Twitter page.
See if Pam puts a smiley face sticker on there?
I'm in the lead, everybody. Look at this. I'm in the lead. I'm smart. SMRT. Look at me.
I'm going to run
Arizona.
Around the house, bracket challenge champ.
Jonas and Kerry Rhodes are going, how are we behind a guy that picked bleep in Arizona to win the championship? How are we behind that guy? How are we behind that guy? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Because life is chaotic and twirly.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. Look at that. First place. That's so exciting. This is
where you just put up an image, a GIF of you doing your best Ric Flair strut.
Yeah.
Bouncing off the ropes and, whatever, ripping off your shirt and elbowing the center of the ring, even though there's nobody there. All of those things.
Well, because of this now, I want to say thank you to North Carolina for completely blowing chunks
in a
loss that they are going to think about forever, because this was completely on them. I don't know. Look, I told you about North Carolina in the beginning. This is why it wasn't a big deal for me to take Wagner College to beat them. Because, you know, I got, Staten Island. I'm going to be a Wagner College Hall of Famer. Because North Carolina, watching them play this year, is they would have like a week and a half where they look unbeatable. And boy, Davis looks great. And Baycott's one of the top three players in the game. And then they have a game that makes it look like we just didn't practice all week. And I don't understand. How do they lose this game? How do they have no poise at the end of this game? Because that's a big thing that they lacked in the games they lost, was this poise down the stretch. And tonight, watching this game, I'm saying to myself, Hubert Davis, you got to grab control of this game. RJ Davis was awful tonight. Now, he's a good point guard, but he just decided, I'm going to take every single shot, almost like he said, hey, I'm a senior, and if this is my last game, I'm going out shooting. Never mind that I'm supposed to make the team better. We should win to move on to the Elite Eight, but he's taking these heat check shots that aren't even close. And again, it's not like he's making them. He's 4 for 20. And you had Baycott taking a three in the final 2 minutes. Yep. Like, what are you doing? And then the last two times that North Carolina has the ball, Davis just decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dribble around until I can get to the hoop. And all you watched them do was say, okay, Alabama said, yeah, dribble around the hoop because you're 6 feet tall. We got two bigs underneath. You're not getting a shot off. And both times the shot was blocked, and the second time it goes out of bounds, Alabama gets the ball, and then it's a free throw shooting the rest of the way for Alabama, and they move on. I don't understand. They must be in the locker room going, dude, what the hell was wrong with you? You blew it for us. Now, look, Baycott didn't have a great final 8 minutes, but dude needs the basketball. All right, dude, he had 3 shots in the final 8 minutes. Yes, he missed a three. He missed a layup, but this is still one of the top three players in the game. He needs to get the basketball. And still, Davis decides, yeah, man, I'm like Kobe. I'm on a heater, man. I'm going to go. I'm going to take all. He was like DeJounte Murray tonight. I'm going to take all these shots and watch what happens. And all Alabama did was say, yeah, we'll let you take these shots because your shot's not falling. I remember tweeting out in the middle of the second half saying, all Alabama's got to do is let Davis continue to shoot, and they're going to win this game because nothing is going for him. And they're going to let him keep shooting. All right, keep going. You keep going. Keep going. Keep going. 4 out of 20. And Alabama winds up winning 89-87. This is such a devastating loss for Carolina because it's a game they should have won. I give Alabama a lot of credit, right? They didn't play a perfect game, but you're talking about five guys in double figures, and Nelson had an incredible game. He was hitting threes. He was making shots under the hoop. He was hitting free throws. He's 10 out of 13 from the line. Hit a big couple free throws at the end to win the game and clinch it. But this is a game that North Carolina should have had. Forget about Kentucky. Hey, you losing the first round, dude, it wasn't your year. Okay, you could say, yeah, you lose the first round, it wasn't your. Plus, if you're Calipari, you go, well, that dude came off the bench and hit 10 threes. What are we going to do? What am I going to do about that? The guy came out and played great.
Close out.
It's different when you're in North Carolina, when you're a one seed, and you know you didn't play well, and your big leaders just brain cramped at the end of the game down the stretch and made really, really bad decisions. This is a loss that's going to stick with them for a long time because this should have easily been a Final Four team.
Well, I mean, you also look at first half, they shot well from beyond the arc. Second half, they were broken. I mean, 2 of 12, and then we've chronicled it pretty well throughout the night, just watching bad possessions down the stretch. You mentioned Baycott. He was, I think, 2 of his last 7, including a couple of missed layups and a missed dunk that was attributed to him. And then, I don't know if it was a long 2 or just outside the 3. Either way, a terrible decision to take that shot deep from Baycott there. Finishes with 19 and 12, 8 of 18, but Davis, 4 of 20, 0 for 9 from three-point range. His only saving grace, 8 of 9 from the foul line. And the biggest thing, Jason, is that, you know, you expect that, and you can understand it to a degree. You mentioned Coach Cal, right? Pretty much your lineup is running around. It's a bunch of freshmen. right? And maybe you sprinkle in a few minutes for the veterans. In this case, you got a senior guard who's making bad decision and taking bad shots, looking like Philip Seymour Hoffman yelling, Rain Man! And clanking back of the iron. Just a bad run for North Carolina situationally, and give Alabama credit for going up and taking it from them. I joked about the betting line and handle and everything else that they were all referencing in the postgame presser. But when we get down to it, I mean, you got another folk hero in Grant Nelson, right? As much as we talked about our man and all his NIL deals coming out of the game, you know, for Oakland and what Golkey was able to do. I mean, here you got another guy with the wispy mustache, 6'11 senior out of Devil's Lake, North Dakota, who comes up absolutely huge down the stretch. And even though I don't know that he's a full 230, but whatever he's weighing, you know, you're looking at it as a mismatch down low. He gave his body up and made some big plays down the stretch to take them over.
Exit Ibotta Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. I mean, North Carolina is going to rue this game forever.
They'll rue the day.
Now to a guy who is really happy because he bet the under for R.J. Davis making five shots from the floor. It's Steve DeSager with What's Trending.
I do find it odd, as I mentioned last hour, that these guys were Carolina teammates, Arizona's Caleb Love and Carolina's R.J. Davis, and they each went 0-for-9 from long distance tonight, and they're each out.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Yeah, one saw the other, same building, sure. All of the 1 and 2 seeds were alive in this tournament starting the week. That had happened only once in the last 15 years, and then 2-seed Arizona lost to Clemson, 77-72, and then 1-seed in the region, North Carolina, got bounced by Alabama, 89-87. By the way, the only double-digit seed still playing. NC State in the Sweet 16 tomorrow night against Marquette. That's the early game. The late game tomorrow is Tennessee-Creighton. UConn and Illinois each won. Now, while the West Region final will have Alabama-Clemson, which I believe is going to be Nick Saban against Dabo Sweeney. Don't quote
Let's
me on
go.
That.
Let's go.
Arizona from 3-point range, 5 of 28 as a team. So Clemson's into a regional final for the first time since 1980. Alabama's to a regional final for the first time since 2004. They had, a year and a half ago, Alabama had met number one North Carolina at an early season tournament in Portland and beat them in 4 overtimes, beat them by 2 points tonight. This is a Bama team that Sunday only led Grand Canyon 62-61 with 4 minutes left, but Bama is the one still alive. To the East Region in Boston, number one Connecticut beat up San Diego State. Now, late first half, it was only a 4-point lead, but the final 82-52. Then Illinois, with an 11-2 early lead, eventually held on to eliminate 2-seed Iowa State, 72-69. Another great offensive game from Terrence Shannon, 29 points. The Illini to a regional final for the first time since 2005. Among the games tomorrow night in Dallas, 1-seed Houston against Duke, 1-seed Purdue in the Midwest region, and Detroit goes up against Gonzaga. No comments. NBA, we've got Atlanta winning in overtime, and New Orleans held on for a victory. That Hawks win was in OT against Boston, 123-122. DeJounte Murray, 44 points, including the last-second game winner. He was 18 of 44 shooting from the floor. New Orleans, 107-100 against Milwaukee, despite Giannis Antetokounmpo's 35 points. Zion Williamson had 28 for the winners. Brandon Ingram of New Orleans out a couple weeks with the knee injury. In the NHL, among the 14 games. Vegas 4-1 winners at Winnipeg. Toronto 5-1 over Washington. Arizona 8-4 over Nashville. And the Rangers in a shootout won at Colorado 3-2. Golf Scottie Scheffler is one shot back at the Houston Open. And it was opening day in Major League Baseball for most teams. I say most because the Dodgers and Padres, of course, had already played a couple against each other that counted in South Korea. And they each won at home today. Dodgers 7-1 over St. Louis. Tyler Glass now went 6 innings for the win. The loss to Miles Michaelis. Paul Goldschmidt had 3 hits for the Cardinals, including a solo homer. The rest of the team went 0-for-27. Chance of rain in L.A. this weekend, by the way. In San Diego, Padres 6-4 over San Francisco, beating Logan Webb. Well, no decision for him, but he went the first six innings. Padres got four runs bottom of the seventh. Pittsburgh in 12 innings won at Miami 6-5. O'Neill Cruz, the tying solo homer in the top of the eighth, and the Pirates bullpen 6 1/3 scoreless innings, just one hit allowed. Texas in 10 innings edged the Cubs 4-3. Each team scored a run in the ninth. Jonah Heim, the game-winning single after a key error top of the ninth. Texas does win. And the starting pitcher for the Cubs, their ace Justin Steele, left in the fifth inning with hamstring tightness. Toronto and Jose Berríos won 8-2 at Tampa Bay, beating Zach Eflin, who allowed three solo homers. Yankees were down 4-0 at Houston after two innings. 5-4 Yankees, the final. Framber Valdez, the Houston starter, 5 strikeouts, 6 walks in his 4 2/3. Key in the game, Yankees' new right fielder Juan Soto threw out a runner at the plate in the bottom of the ninth. Wins for Detroit and Minnesota. Wins for Cincinnati and Baltimore. The Orioles crushed the Angels 11-3. Corbin Burns the win, 11 strikeouts in his 6 innings. Mike Trout, a first-inning homer for the Halos, but the rest of his team for the game went 1-for-24 after that. As for the three late games, Arizona with 14 runs in the bottom of the third, they went on to a 16-1 victory over Colorado. Only one other team in the modern era of Major League Baseball had had a 14-run inning without the benefit of a home run, and then Arizona did that tonight.
Was it against the Mets? Just tell me it wasn't against the Mets.
No, it was 1948 Red Sox, no.
Okay, very good.
For the game, with runners in scoring position, Arizona was 12-for-15 at the plate. Zach Gallen went 5 innings for the win. At Cleveland, an 8-0 victory at Oakland behind Shane Bieber. 6 scoreless innings, 11 strikeouts. The A's offense, kind of like last year's offense, 4-for-30 at the plate, 13 Ks, attendance 13,000. And Boston
All right,
was...
Steve, I got to ask you this. Yes? Very important question. The Diamondbacks scored 14 runs in the third inning tonight. How many games until the A's total 14 runs? How many games? Ooh. Is it a week?
That could be I'll say...
I'll
give them the benefit and say 5 days.
On Monday, are we saying, boy, they still have outscored the A's?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sadly, yes. You know, Alex Wood, who used to pitch for the Dodgers, went to the A's. Hey, it's a gig. Go ahead. If you got a gig, great. He's out in the fourth inning and down 6-0. You pretty much could shower and go home at that point, could you not? The Mets home game against Milwaukee was rained out. Philly's home game against Atlanta was rained out. Looking for more March Madness news tomorrow night. Keep in mind, defending champ UConn into the Elite Eight. First time a defending champ has even done that since Florida about 15 years ago on the way to their back-to-backs. Back to you.
Thanks a bunch, Steve-O. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, the guy who, if you had to say who's the MVP of the NCAA tournament so far, we're going to tell you. Plus, a big, bold prediction for this year in Major League Baseball. Happy opening day. It's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. live from the TireRack.com studios, where I thought it was a mirage. I looked at it. I looked at it again. It is not. I am in first place in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge, leading everybody with 59 points at this point in the NCAA tournament when we are down to the terrific 12. Right, not the Elite Eight, terrific 12. I'm in first place. I can still win despite the fact that I picked Arizona to win the title and Arizona is now out because
that has not been confirmed.
Picking Arizona. I go by what this is. Oh, hey, if this changes somehow, I'll bring a lawsuit. You can't put this up and then change it suddenly. I don't know what's being done.
Lawsuit, really?
Doors. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to sue your employer?
Yes, of course I will. I make a lot of money off of this thing. Are you
sound
kidding?
Like a sore loser.
I could do that. You know, Mary, Mary, I'm winning, okay? If anything, I'm a sore winner.
You know what? Well, that was inspired. And good job, Eric, because, I mean, look, games are over, and we've got Fox on. And what came up? A little bit of SmackDown. So I think she's gotten into the verbal squared circle here.
You can't put this up here.
Acknowledge
it,
me.
It renders with me with 59, so it renders the points for everybody, renders the points I have left. If you take those points away from me, I'm going to say, no, you did something. Somebody jumped in here because they didn't want me to win, and now they're fixing it. Now I'm going to sue.
Jason, Mary's been here for a couple months, and she already knows you never win.
I'm going to sue. No, I'm going to sue. This could be my one chance. This could be my one chance to win, and I'm not going to have it taken away from me because somebody wants to get creative behind a keyboard. All right, not gonna have because I get along well with everybody. I buy food a lot. I say hi to everybody. I don't do anything. I don't.
Right now, you're complaining like you're Drew McIntyre.
I don't eat
that. Everybody has screwed you.
I don't eat people's food out of the refrigerator. No. But if you do this,
Bret Hart over there.
Okay, there's a conspiracy against me, and that's what I would do. And watching all the Bosch, I would get Honey Chandler to represent me, and I would get millions and millions of dollars.
Wait, Honey Chandler?
Yeah, well, actually, her nickname is Money Chandler because she wins every case and makes a lot of money.
You could get Honey Boo Boo to represent you. It's not going to.
She's got enough lawsuits of her own right now.
Yeah, I need someone with experience. Can I have that?
No, you don't. This is shady.
This is legit, right? You don't put it up unless you have it set up.
I already texted our boss.
No. It stays up there.
This is like a horse race that came down. And you're like, I think there were some shenanigans. And the inquiry sign goes up. Hold all tickets.
Jason, you never win anything. There's something clearly shady going on.
I know. My teams never win. I don't know what I win. But I'm winning here. I think, you know what? I think there's shenanigans, and we should just cancel it right now. And these standings are how the final standings.
You want to lead us in a rousing chorus of, I'm winning.
Final standings. I'm only singing when I'm winning. These are the final standings right here. This should be it right now. There's too much shenanigans going on. I don't know what's happening. There's a lot of stuff out there. I think we just stop it right now. It's over right here. It's over.
Stop the fight.
Yeah, stop. It's right here. It's over. I win the bracket.
You know
challenge.
What? You haven't won since you were best actor in 1979.
Oh, no, come on.
And that's debatable.
The Mets won in 86. Syracuse won in 2003. The Hurricanes won in 2006. No, I'm okay. I mean, it's been a minute now. It's been almost two decades. But I've had teams win.
Okay.
What kind of host would I be if my teams won all the time? Come on, man. It'd be boring. Sports would be boring if my team won.
No, it's all about the angst and the...
Yeah. Look at these wins.
I mean, look, we got a lot of guys our age that are running around as Lakers and Yankees and Cowboy fans.
Yeah, let me tell you guys, there's nothing boring about it.
So right now, I am your champion. If something changes, you know, in the words of Mike Harmon, there was fuzzy math and a conspiracy against
it. Fuzzy smath?
Fuzzy smath? It's Fuzzy Smath. Welcome to Fuzzy Smath with Mike Harmon. That's a podcast.
I like that.
So you ready for one more big, bold prediction as we get ready for the day two of opening day? Had a couple of rainouts today, opening day today. I'm going to tell you this, bold prediction. Don't be surprised if the Diamondbacks make it back to the World Series.
Look at you.
As good as the Dodgers are, regular season, that's why we call it a bold prediction. The Diamondbacks are even better than last year, and they're not just a little bit better. They're a lot better. I don't mean just because they scored 14 runs in the third inning tonight. I love the addition of Eugenio Suarez, who's a 25-90 guy. They needed another thumper like that in the lineup. But mainly, right now, they have the best starting pitching in Major League Baseball. When Eduardo Rodriguez comes off the injured list in a little bit, and Jordan Montgomery works his way back up in a couple of weeks to be able to pitch because he just signed the other day, you are talking about a rotation that is Zach Gallen, Cy Young favorite, Merrill Kelly, Brandon Pfaadt, who was really good in the playoffs last year and is up and coming. And then you're talking about Rodriguez and Montgomery, two of the most sought-after pitchers in the last 2 years in Major League Baseball at trade deadlines because they're pretty good. Nobody has a rotation like this. And good luck in the playoffs when you're worried about bullpen games and they can keep trotting really good guys out that give you six innings a night. Don't be surprised. The Diamondbacks are better than last year, and they're in the World Series.
Frostberg, I think I've cracked the code as to how he came to this analysis.
Let's hear it.
He's anticipating action, affirmative, swift decision-making by Rob Manfred and the offices of Major League Baseball, thereby disrupting the Dodgers season.
A good conclusion.
I think that's the only conclusion one can draw here.
What are you talking about? You can make many conclusions you want. The two conclusions you need to know are, hey, the Diamondbacks could be in the World Series, and I'm winning the bracket tournament, and if something happens to change it, you know something illegal is happening.
And both are false.
No.
I will fight for you.
Erroneous on both counts.
I am leading. You cannot
hey,
take that
I
away.
Will fight for you.
If it changes tomorrow, watch for my lawsuit. And you guys are all deposed. You're all going to have to testify.
Sue me.
All of you. I will.
Deposition.
What? You know what? You guys will be part of the lawsuit.
I'm not going to court.
Oh, Mary, I'll sue you first of all for what you said jumping on the thing. Me being
I mean,
the
you
loser.
Don't want to take it there with me. I'm
oh, no,
I thought
no,
you were
going to
say
court,
because you played that song coming back out of the last
Oh,
break.
I could easily get to that. Yeah, mental anguish of keeping the playing the Tears for Fears. Oh, yeah, I could easily win with that, too. Oh, that's a good idea right there. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.